Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see. You, Lord God of hosts, are God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips, for who, they think, will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you, for you, O God, are my fortress. My God in his steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. I have to admit, it seems like a lot of my prayers lately are taking on this familiar pattern of calling on the Lord to rain down his discipline on the wicked people surrounding me. Not that I am in particular danger physically, thanks be to God, but spiritual danger, most definitely. And I know I'm not alone. The world in which we live is turning more towards seeking good and righteousness based on selfish desires and self-confidence, and less on seeking God's will and his holy righteousness. The lost and evil display more love and loyalty toward the whimsical, shifting ways of a sinful world, while carelessly dismissing love and loyalty to our mighty God, Creator, and Eternal Ruler. It makes it kind of tough to live as a Christian. Actually, impossible without Christ. My husband and I live in a very warm, desert climate, which means temperatures are very high for half the year, and pleasantly lower the remainder of the year. So when we make our trip to the lake cabin, nearly 1,800 miles north, we experience a definite and considerable drop in temperature along the way, about 50 degrees Fahrenheit difference. We've learned to pack sweatshirts, jackets, gloves, hats, boots, and scarves to keep close at hand so that we'll be prepared for and can survive whatever kind of weather comes our way. So how much more important is it then to be prepared as Christians living and working in a world surrounded by enemies? Like soldiers who prepare to go out to battle evil and protect the good, we need to be ready. Not only do we come up against people who argue with us, mock us, or even dislike us because of our faith in Christ Jesus, enemies whom we can clearly see, but we also constantly face the often invisible darts and arrows of Satan, who doesn't like us at all, and outright despises God and his word. Like the people in our lives who lie in wait to seize any opportunity to belittle, embarrass, or harm us, Satan, even more so, is prowling around like a hungry lion, literally bombarding us with lies and temptations to sin, tempting us to argue with our loved ones, saying, "Go ahead, you know you're right," or delighting in our joy of spending money needlessly, Satan telling us, "You know you really need this." He entices us to look at pornography on our computers because we think no one will find out, and Satan assures you it's just innocent entertainment. Wasting time at work because Satan lets you believe you deserve a break and your boss is kind of a jerk. And particularly skipping church using all kinds of excuses. Satan relishes all of those. I don't like the music. I don't like the pastor. I don't get anything out of it. No one will miss me. All lies, hoping to lead us further into sin and away from God. Satan's favorite question, does God really love you and care for you? Well, of course we know he does, but Satan keeps attacking us with his lies. So we really do need to prepare and protect ourselves, as Paul urges us to do in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 to 18. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. In other words, friends, we do well to remember and trust God in our baptism, the faith which God the Father created in us with his word, the Holy Spirit, and water. To remember and trust the truth of God's word as we have been taught and wear it as a belt tightly fitted to ourselves. To be overjoyed that our hearts are protected from the great evil one because we've been made righteous through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We now belong to God. We study and hear God's word, and we are made ready to understand, share, and defend the gospel of Christ. And with the sword of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to better discern good from evil according to and based completely on God's holy word. And of course, at all times, pray. And then we are prepared to fend off the arrows of Satan and his lies because Christ himself is with us. He is our armor, protecting us and strengthening us in our faith and our perseverance against our enemies, which is anything that is not from God, temptations, troubles, sickness, and earthly death. As children of God, we now all live with the sure and certain hope that goes beyond this world and the enemies which threaten us. God, our Lord and Savior, loves us with an infinite amount of love and mercy, absolutely impossible to measure. He is our refuge during the storms and troubles of life, by giving us life and salvation now and for eternity with him one day in heaven. The wicked and evil ones, yes, they prowl around continually, howling and growling, hoping to snare us into their net of sin and death. But you know what? Let's let God deal with them, for he most certainly will deal harshly with all who reject him. As for us, we can rejoice always in knowing that our God is our constant refuge and strength. He does love us. He forgives us, and he will rescue us from the evil one. He's our fortress. To him, we will sing our praises now and forever. We pray. Dear Lord, protect us from all evil and keep us in your loving hands, safe in your peace, mercy, and grace amidst the stress and strains of earthly life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.